Det här är ett smakprov av veckans avsnitt av Rockpodden. För att lyssna på hela avsnittet och på alla tidigare avsnitt så går du in på underproduktion.se/rockpodden. För ynka 29 kronor i månaden så får du ett nytt avsnitt varenda torsdag. Precis som vanligt. Hoppas vi hörs. Ju fler vill bli där, ju roligare blir det. Eller ja, ju gladare blir jag i alla fall. Då blir det också bättre avsnitt. Ha det bäst. Tack och hej.
But back to the planning. Do you also like have a specific month, like October, November 25? We won't do anything with Maiden, so you know that you can book stuff.
Oh yeah, no, I do. I mean, I know that for I know what those months are for 2025.
Yeah,
and I saw the big opening that we had, you know, this year, and I said, well, that's a great time to release the album. And let's do a tour, and the tour turned into a monster. I mean, the UK shows basically all sold out in 2 or 3 days. We're moving them to bigger venues now, and we've added another show. Stuff is going nuts. You know, I mean, I think all the German shows are going to sell out. You know, obviously we've got festivals as well.
Yeah, that's great. Happy for you.
Yeah.
When it comes to set list, both in Maiden and also now, yeah. You have released many solo albums. Mm. How do you do? It's got to be very tough.
Well, in a way, this fact that I haven't been touring for I don't know how many bloody years, a long year, number of years, makes life a little bit easier because I'm figuring that probably people are going to want to hear stuff from a couple of tunes from Balls to Picasso, obviously Tears of the Dragon. They're going to want to hear stuff from Accident of Birth. They're going to definitely want to hear stuff from Chemical Wedding, maybe a couple of Tyranny of Souls. We can swap a few songs around as well. So we don't have to play the same set list every night. We can, you know, move things around. And of course, I've got to play... You know, I want to play 4 songs off this album.
Yeah, would you really have wanted to play the whole new album, or 4 songs? Is that a compromise with the audience, or is it what you really want?
No. It's not a compromise. I don't say it's a compromise with the audience. I just think it's a little unfair to ask people to turn up when you haven't played for 14 years and not play some songs that they would like to hear, you know.
Yeah, okay,
and you know, as well, if the album really, really, really blows people's minds, you can do that. You can go out and you say, we're going to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But then you'll know by then what the demand is and what people's response would be, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Because you have to play Many Doors to Hell.
Oh, we're going to play that anyway. We're going to play that for sure.
Yeah. You have to play Shadow of the Gods.
We're probably not going to play that.
I love that one.
Yeah, I love that
one too. That's heavy.
Yeah, I love that one too. But yeah. I want to prepare something very special in terms of a show for that.
But when it comes to Iron Maiden then? For a set list, that's got to be an impossible puzzle to make.
I think we did pretty good on the set list, the Somewhere Back in Time set list.
Yeah?
Yeah. And as for a set list for a tour after Somewhere Back in Time, I couldn't possibly comment, but I think that we've done a pretty good job.
yeah, but I mean, who makes the decisions?
Oh, we chuck ideas around. I mean, we start sketching ideas. We started sketching ideas out for 2025 back in 2020.
Yeah, and now we have all this 30 years from that and 20 years celebration.
Yeah,
of that
exactly. Yeah, it's all coming around.
Yeah,
pretty soon it'll be 50 years of us.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the Live After Death celebration. It's one of my most important albums from my childhood.
Yeah. God, when was that released? 85? 86? I can't remember.
I, minutes, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the best live albums ever made, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's complete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way here also. It still is great.
Oh, well, that's good.
And
I
mean,
like
it's so many, maybe this is, oh, it can't be only for me, but like in Revelations, after the song, somebody in the audience scream, motherfuckers. That's like, if I hear that song, not from the album, I missed that word.
That's great. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I had no idea. I haven't listened to that album for ages. I don't listen to my own records normally.
Okay. So you're not familiar with that motherfucker?
No,
thing.
No, absolutely
just
not.
Just loud and clear.
No, I'll go listen to it.
Yeah, just after your last word. No, that's great. You.